gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're live all across North America, and thank you so much for joining us. Our telephone number, toll-free, so feel free from across North America, 800-259-9231. We got a trivia question out there about the Mustang from 1984, the SVO Mustang from 1984. What was the engine in that particular vehicle? A little later on in this hour, racer Greg Hoag will be joining us, but right now we begin by bringing forth a gentleman who's involved in many different things. He's an automotive journalist extraordinaire. He is the editorial director for Automotive Traveler. It's my pleasure to welcome Rich Truesdell to the airwaves of Auto World. Rich, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Let's tell everybody all about Automotive Traveler. This is a project that you've been involved with for a number of years, and I've been spending a lot of time on it in the last 24 hours, and boy, you have done a wonderful job in putting together a great publication.
Well, thanks, Bob. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring all the elements that enthusiasts love about a print magazine and putting it on the web in a way that reads like a magazine rather than a website or a blog. We do all of our what we like to call content items. We generally publish something new and original every day or so, and then every 30 to 45 days, we assemble all the items that are, you know, road tests, travel tips, book reviews, automotive book reviews, travel book reviews, and we assemble it into what we like to call an iPad-friendly browser and device-agnostic reader. And so if you go to automotivetraveler.com, which is our website, but on the top of the page, just below the masthead, there's a link to the magazine. If you click on that, then inside your browser, whether you're running an iPhone, an iPad, an Android, a laptop, netbook, or notebook, you can literally read the magazine. It's laid out to fit your computer screen.
Which is so convenient, as you pointed out to me yesterday when we chatted on the phone off air. There aren't that many people, when you stop and think about it, that actually own the iPad device, and it's unfortunate that there are so many things being published these days that are made exclusively for that device. And meanwhile, what about the rest of us?
Well, you know, that was something that we thought about. And I battled with my partner when he decided that we did not want to go the app route. And he commissioned our IT guy, who's brilliant, to come up with an alternative that would work on almost any device. And we spent probably 3 months fine-tuning it. And it works very, very fast. It's not something you download onto your device, your computer, or whatever. You access it through an internet connection. And what we decided to do to make it iPad capable and compatible is we didn't use any kind of what's called flash development. So we don't have the flippy pages that we used to have 4 years ago when we launched. We don't have any sound of a page flipping, although that we can do. But what we went for is a very speedy, when the pages load, when you're reading the one page, the next couple of pages are already loading in the background. So when you hit the button to go to the next page, there's a narrow button on both sides of the screen, and there's also a navigation bar at the top of the screen. The page goes instantly to the next page. There's no lag in loading on, unless I'm still on a dial-up connection. So if you're on a high-speed connection, it loads very, very quickly, and there's interactive links in it and things like that. So it's a hybrid. There's no question about it. But we think it's the transition as more and more magazines find the environment to put ink on paper more difficult, that our alternative is just, they're waiting for them to utilize it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. As a veteran automotive journalist, editor-in-chief, We're in a transition time in the publishing world. Lots of folks are saying that traditional book magazines, stuff that you can hold in your hand, are going to be a thing of the past. What's your prediction on that, Rich?
Actually, I wish my crystal ball was really, really accurate on this one. I think, in my case, I was editing a Chevy magazine up until September the 2nd when my publisher called me and said, "Rich, I have bad news for you." And, you always, as an editor, you're always prepared for that. You're either prepared for being fired because you did something wrong or offended somebody, or, the publication simply will be shut down. And in my case, it was one of seven different publications. The whole group literally shut down, and these were all niche magazines, very, very narrowly focused, with the exception of one title. And they were replaced with a single title that's much bigger. And, I think they found a niche that they feel that they can, continue to publish a traditional magazine, but it left some people like me, on the outside looking in. And although I contribute to the new title, it's not like being the editor of your own title. But at the same time, my partner, in Automotive Traveler said, "Rich, we're ready to go and produce magazines again, and we've got something that, we can put on an iPad or any other device." And that's the direction I think we need to take. And I think what we're seeing, I follow the tablet side of the business, very intently, and we're all waiting for a number of competitors to the iPad to appear that are running Android. And I suspect that, with the exception of a couple like the Samsung device and the new Motorola device, which I saw at CES, we're going to see devices that are less than the $500, price of entry of an iPad. And if my experience, having spent 20-plus years in consumer electronics and knowing how our industry, it always seems to be in a race to zero, we'll see very, very reasonably priced, very powerful tablet devices probably by Christmas time this year. I think Apple had their last Christmas of the market all to themselves, and right now they have about 90% of the market. But when the Android developers get going, as they've done in the smartphone business, mm-hmm. I think that they will drive prices down and make the devices more accessible to more people.
Rich, let's talk a little bit about this melding of automobiles and travel. It's something, as you mentioned, you actually started more than 4 years ago, and it's a very interesting concept, bringing these two areas together in one publication. What was your creative vision with this idea years ago?
Well, it actually was a lot longer than 4 years ago. I always enjoyed the great road trip stories that the British magazines especially, but I get magazines from all over the world, Germany and Italy and other places, but, Car, Evo, Octane, Classic and Sports Car, Classic Car, they all have done these great thematic stories. And the one that always stuck in my mind was driving a Ferrari from Buenos Aires to the tip of South America. And that was in Car, like in 1997. And that was really the genesis of what would become Automotive Traveler. And then over the years, like every time I saw an article like that in a magazine, I would buy that magazine. So I have hundreds of mm-hmm. these automotive-themed road trip stories. And starting, I guess, about 2004, I started producing them on a freelance basis myself. And the one that I'm best known for is a Ford GT trip across Europe from London to Maranello and back.
Wow. We'll talk about that trip and lots more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Fragan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back. We still have that trivia question out there for the taking at 800-259-9231. The Mustang from 1984, the SVO. What was the engine? It was pretty powerful in its day, but by 2011 standards, not powerful at all. What was that engine in that original show in 1984? 800-259-9231. We are talking with Rich Truesdell, who is the editorial director for Automotive Traveler. And you can log on to Automotive Traveler and subscribe. It's 100% free. That's correct, Rich, right?
That's correct.
And why don't we give folks an idea of some of the things that they can find in a typical issue. But before we do that, I want to hear about that famous trip that you took in that Ford GT? Because what an amazing story that is.
Well, what happened was the year before, I covered the Geneva Auto Show every year. And the previous year, 2004, I was able to get a Z06 Corvette, and I picked it up in Amsterdam, drove it to Geneva. And at the time, I was actually dating a girl in Karlsruhe, Germany. And the following year, the editor of Mustang Enthusiast, that's first story appeared in Corvette Enthusiast, and he said, let's try to get a Mustang. Now, in 2005, the Mustang was just coming on stream in the U.S., and we figured there were a couple cars that Ford had in Europe. So we contacted Ford. They basically told us that, your American journalist can drive a Mustang in any time in the U.S. We have two cars on the continent and, literally dozens of journalists trying to drive it. So I ended up getting a Chrysler Crossfire and made arrangements to pick it up in Paris. But I flew into London, missed my connection, and got on a plane. And there was a really well-dressed gentleman sitting two seats over from me on the flight to Paris. And he was reading Automotive News Europe. So we started chatting and we exchanged business cards. And his title was Director Ford, Director of Public Affairs. And I didn't realize that was, the same thing we would call PR. And he said, well, why are you flying to Paris? And I said, well, I hate to tell you this, but, I had asked for a Mustang. He's the director of Ford's Public Affairs Division. And he just smiled and he says, Rich, I hate to tell you this, but I was the one who turned down your request. So he said to me, he said, Howard, I'd like to make it up to you, because he's seen my portfolio where I showed him things that I had done. And how'd you like a Ford GT for a couple of days? And I said, twist my arm a little bit, Paul. And at the time, this was when the Ford GT was just coming on stream. And he said, I have a really good idea. How about a drive with the new GT to find vintage GT 40s. And I said, that sounds like plan to me. So we made arrangements to meet in Geneva. The minute I got off the plane, I called a good friend in Southern California in the Shelby Club, Clyde Madsen, and I said, Clyde, I need to know where every GT 40 is located in England and in Italy, France, and Germany. And by the time I got to Geneva, I had a week-long itinerary to meet up with six different GT40s, including a Mark II 7-liter car, and we would stop and visit the Ferrari factory in Maranello.
Wow.
He said to me, Rich, I can't give you a car for a week, but he says, this is a really great itinerary. So we went back and forth, and he finally approved it, and I was the first journalist to get a Ford GT for a full week. And we drove to the Nuremberg Ring, and Ford hired a Armin Hanna to show me the ropes, so to speak. He's Bridgestone's top tire tester.
Uh-huh.
And then we drove to Maranello. We parked the car in front of the Ferrari factory at closing time. And then on the way back to London, I get an email because a friend of mine runs a Mustang website in Germany, and he had pictures of our day at the Nuremberg Ring. And he also had the rest of our itinerary. So what happened was a French Ford Mustang enthusiast in Paris saw the pictures and said, I'd like to meet you at the Hotel de France just south of Le Mans. And I said, cool. We met him, and I was going to photograph the Ford France GT40 in the museum. And I come out, and the Ford GT, and we also had a Viper on this trip.
Oh, wow.
So it was really a really bad week for me. And all of a sudden, Christoph comes back up in his Mustang. He says, Richard, we have the Ford GT and the Viper in the pits at Le Mans, the actual pits. And we ended up driving around the track. We photographed the cars under the Dunlop Bridge. And I just tell people, everybody in their lifetime should have one week that was as good to them as this week was to me. And the full circle part of it was the first thing I did when we got, off the track and we actually pulled into a McDonald's, I called my dad because 41 years earlier, as a 10-year-old, I watched the first time the Fords ran at Le Mans in 1964 on ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Yeah.
And here it was 41 years later, that I got to drive the new Ford GT on the circuit Bugatti. You know, we did the whole Le Mans circuit, the public roads part as well as the track portion, which, you know, what, you know, is so historic. I mean, to drive a Ford GT there. And then a year later, Paul Harrison, who was my contact at Ford, invited me back to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Ford's win in 1967 and for the Le Mans Classic. And I got to drive another Ford GT pace car for the last heat of the last on Sunday. And, you know, going 175 miles an hour down the Mulsanne Straight with millions of dollars of vintage race cars behind you, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It really, really doesn't. So
what
my
a wonderful
wife has gone
story.
Steadily downhill from that point.
Oh, that is just a fantastic story. So, Rich, tell our listeners all across North America about what they can find between the pages of an edition of Automotive Traveler magazine. What's in an average issue?
Well, we do two big features. One feature, and these are, it's like you crashed, you know, Car and Driver into Condé Nast Traveler. That's what our editorial, you know, mantra is. You know, every drive is an adventure. So we do one story, which is an internationally flavored story, and one story that's domestic. So in the current issue, there's a story of me and a high school girlfriend driving an Alfa Mito, which is a car we'll get in a year and a half, I guess, through the Abruzzo region of Italy. We stayed in castles. We stayed in a 14th century medieval village that's now wired, you know, like any other, you know, four-star resort. Went to cooking schools, went to an olive oil factory. So that was our big feature in the current issue. The U.S. feature was a drive I took this summer in Jim Bell from Kenny Bell. That's the supercharger people. We took his personal 650 horsepower Camaro to Death Valley to hunt prototypes.
Oh, cool stuff. More with Rich Truesdell straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. Thanks so much for joining us. A little later on in this half hour, Greg Hoag, racer extraordinaire, will be joining us, and going to have Rich on again, Greg, next week. Kind of a little preview. Rich Truesdell is with us right now, telling us all about Automotive Traveler magazine and some amazing stories. And subscriptions to Automotive Traveler, 100% free. All you have to do is log on to the website. And Rich, as you pointed out, you're constantly putting stuff up on the website. I noticed quite a bit of new content today from yesterday, so this is a place that folks should bookmark and visit quite often.
Well, thanks for the kind words. One of the things I wanted to say is that we are always looking for content from, you know, the general public, you know, non-professional writers, non-professional photographers. One of the things I personally, as an editor, love doing is working with and mentoring new talent. So many of the people whose cars I've profiled over the years now are journalists themselves. It's kind of a double-edged sword. They kind of take away some business from me, taking food off of my table. But in reality, you know, so many people, people that we both know, we talked about it yesterday. Jeff Bartlett was one of my mentors at Motor Trend, and probably saved my career at the very start of my career back in 1995. And just spoke with him this week. But do you mind if I give you my email address?
No, by all means, go right ahead.
If any of the listeners want to contact me, if they've got a great road trip story, if they've got a great car that they've photographed, you can reach me at richt, R-I-C-H-T, at automotivetraveler.com. And would love to see some more material. We road trips especially, we want to make that our signature readers' rides, but not just a picture of the car in the park, but a great story that you might have trip that you've taken. I love doing retro stuff. I've done driven the same route that my family took when we used to go from New Jersey to Florida every year, and I did it in a 69 Mustang, 390 GT. Another time I did it in a Mercury Colony Park station wagon. And, there's just so many great trips out there. With the new Ford Explorer, we're looking at doing the Lewis and Clark Trail in it. We're talking with Fiat now to do a cross-country trip in the new 500, hitting every little Italy in America.
Oh, what a great idea.
So I've joked about it with Laura Suave. I plan to eat my way across America in a Fiat 500.
Well, Laura will definitely be in favor of that one. She's a very nice person. And certainly, Rich, we're going to get you back on the program with us here because we have different stations kind of hopping in and out of different hours. So we want to make sure and extend that offer to other folks. So we'll have you on in the not-too-distant future again.
I'd love to come back, Bob. It's a real pleasure. You know, I enjoy talking with you, and we have so much in common. And I would love to hear from your listeners, definitely.
And, Rich, just one more question before we say goodbye for this time. Tell us about some of the future goals that you have for Automotive Traveler. Where would you like to see this publication be in another year or two or three or four?
Well, I'd like to see us with more readership. Breaking in to everybody's must read automotive publication. We think a unique editorial product. We're kind of flattered. Some big publishers are copying us. So we know we're going to have to be push this forward. But the magazine is going to evolve. From the standpoint that we know video is just so important. We have some very Top Gear-esque kind of projects that we're already working on. I've got one contributor who came up with the idea of driving captive imports to a prison. So that's something we're going to do in April when I go to New Jersey to cover the New York Car Show.
Oh, that's going to be great. And again, folks can find out more information just by logging on and subscribing to AutomotiveTraveler.com. Hey, Rich, thanks so much for your time here today, and we'll definitely get you back in another hour of the broadcast real soon.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you. We move from Rich Truesdell and Automotive Traveler to a gentleman who is a very unique guy. He's a fireman. And he's also an automotive racer. The gentleman's name is Greg Hoag. Greg, how you doing?
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sitting here planning out
this season. We've got a lot going on this season. I'm heading out to the Winter Nationals, the NHRA Winter Nationals in Pomona, where it all started about 51 years ago. The same weekend as the race I wished I was at. It's in Bradenton Motorsports Park in Florida. It's a $50,000 heads-up diesel race, where they're limiting the turbochargers and limiting the vehicle to 6,000 pounds, no nitrous, no water, heads-up deal. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Garmin's Diesel's putting that on down in Bradenton, Florida. But I'm heading the other way and going to Pomona to race Competition Eliminator with a good friend of mine out there. And it's just going to be a big race season this year.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Tell our listeners what you're racing for 2011.
I have a land speed car that my niece drove last year. It's the Syn Diesel Beetle. It's a Volkswagen diesel-powered Beetle. And at the Texas Mile last year, we went 132, which the record was 129 out at Bonneville, where they've got 3 miles to do it in. And we expect 150 this year. She drove it. We burned a little motor up, and we're still learning, but I love the little Volkswagen diesel. And we're also going to be doing a new dragster. I just put a new dragster program together, and there'll be a lot more on that. I can't really talk a lot about it, but it's a Chevrolet Duramax diesel dragster, and we're expected to have it finished and go run NHRA's top dragster. We'll probably be the only diesel there. Remember several years ago I talked to you. I was the first person ever run an NHRA event with a diesel, and then we drove Project X in the gate at Denver.
I know. That's an amazing story in itself, the fact that you actually drove the race car to the facility and then put it out on the track and changed out the wheels and tires, and you shocked everybody because that isn't done, right?
it's not done very often. We actually drove in the gate and had to convince them that we were there with a race car. And they kept looking, well, where's your trailer? Well, you know, where's your race car? Well, I'm sitting in it. And, of course, we went ahead and put the golf cart decal on there, and that's what we drove around the pits in. And actually, the Pro Stockers really love me because they NHRA rules, and they're very, very specific on their rules, force everybody to go across the scales.
Yes.
And I weighed 6,000 or 6,100 pounds, and I broke their scales at Bandamere Drag Strip for the weekend. So when that word got around the pit, some of the Pro Stock people that I know came and patted me on the back and told me thank you, because you know they put weight on her or took weight off their cars.
Oh, great story, Greg. And as you say, you've done some amazing things with diesel technology. When you stop and think about where it's evolved over the last 4 or 5 years, these diesels today are nothing like the diesels that we had 25 years ago. I mean, it's a whole new ballgame.
Well, electronics has really brought that about, and all of the diesel manufacturers have got this together with the computers, and these diesels are so efficient. They're not as noisy as they used to be. It's just like in the old days with points and carburetors, and now we're running fuel injection and distributorless ignitions. The new diesels are very efficient. We put a Duramax in a little muscle car and went to the Texas Mile last year and went 205 miles an hour.
Wow.
40 miles to the gallon.
Amazing. I want to talk to you more about the Texas Mile. That event just fascinates me. More with Greg Hoag is coming your way as Auto World continues after these messages.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000 plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah,
goodnight?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with 3 layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. When you get a chance, check out my website, or websites, why don't I plug them all here, AutoWorldRadio.com, BobLongRadio.com. I have a new show called, what is it called anyway, MotorNewsWeekly.com. That's another new thing I'm doing, and I've got some other surprises on the horizon. Check that out. Of course, our network's website, StellarGCNLive.com, with archives of this program and other programs, podcasts, on demand, listen on the phone, got apps to download for your mobile devices, all kinds of cool stuff to be found online, and all kinds of cool stuff to be told by our very special guest, Greg Hoag. He's a racer specializing in diesel power plants, and he's always got lots of cool stories to tell us. And Greg, let's talk a little bit about that Texas Mile event. I remember you calling into one of my shows, into Auto World here, as well as when I was doing another radio program for the Motor Trend folks, telling us the story of the Texas Mile. What an amazing event that is. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, tell us more about it.
The Texas Mile, it's a great event. It's down in Goliad, Texas. It's a old Naval Air Station runway that the government maintains as an auxiliary field or an emergency field. It's actually one of three that's long enough and wide enough for the space shuttle to sit down on it in an emergency.
Wow.
The other one is the one at the Naval Air Station Fort Worth, where I'm a crash firefighter. I'm a civilian crash firefighter for the Navy.
Wow.
But there's only a few runways that are long enough and big enough that were designed during the era of the SAC, the big bombers.
Sure.
And what it is it's a NASA event. Not for sure what NASA, National Association of Sports Cars, but it's a really neat event where it's a 1 mile standing start, and through the traps, the laser traps, you get your mile per hour. And there's a lot of street cars down there. Last year we had a Lamborghini Michelardo. And the guy crashed one. It was on YouTube, went 50 feet in the air, and then went back to his pits where he had two more and a Ferrari to boot. And it was an incredible deal. Went 260-something. Everything down there from a street luge, which to me was a glorified skateboard with a weed-eater motor on it. The little girl was 17 and went 101 miles an hour on it.
You're kidding. Wow.
They've got the world's fastest demolition derby, the world's fastest backwards truck, the world's fastest fire truck. If you can think of it, they will make a record for you. And then they've got the regular ECTA and SCTA records, which they will tech you for and honor. And we went down there, and I ran Project X, the truck, 4 years ago. I guess a lot of people can see that on YouTube's just under Project X Diesel. We did a deal with Speed Channel, and I went 166 miles an hour with a Dodge four-door diesel truck, Project X. And
amazing.
The next weekend, we went off to Denver and raced the NHRA Mile High Nationals. That truck had seen 30,000 to 40,000 miles of street use. get up about 21, 22 miles per gallon, driving probably a little faster than we need to. It's probably lucky that I'm a fireman. But diesel is such an incredible thing. When I first started looking into the diesels, I did it because I was out of a ride with my competition eliminator. We didn't have a motor program, and motor programs are kind of hard to come by unless you want to pay a lot of money for them, and got involved with it. Then I got involved with this synthetic diesel. It's made out of gas to liquid from natural gas, and I accidentally got involved with them because when I went to Katrina a few days, actually is within a day after the hurricane and after the levees broke, and we went out there to be the crash fire rescue for the airplanes coming in from all over the United States and all over the world bringing supplies in for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that all the generators out there, the diesel fuel gelled up in them. And I found out that diesel fuel, of course, a lot of it's over my head as far as the chemistry, but diesel fuel wants to gel. It's a natural state, is going back to paraffin and gel. Whereas this synthetic diesel has a 25-year lifespan because it's made from small chains put together that are stable. And
right.
That's where Jess Hewitt from Syndiesel made this fuel. Well, the byproduct of this fuel, or the good part about this fuel that he didn't really think about, was that the cetane numbers, which is kind of like octane, were about 20 higher than stock, and it had more BTUs of heat energy. It's an incredible fuel. It's made from natural gas, which America has an abundance of it. And if the manufacturing of it was ever put into high-end and large capacity, it would be priced right with diesel fuel made from petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great deal. I've run all of my vehicles on Syndiesel now. And that and the Shell LM24, which is the very same kind of fuel, but it's made by Shell for Le Mans.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just amazing what diesels are doing nowadays. The fuel economy of them, over in Europe, about 75 or 80% of the vehicles are diesel. And they're getting a lot of performance. They're no longer smoky. They're no longer loud or noisy. The Volkswagen that I rode in the other day was absolutely quiet. I actually, I think I talked to you on the show last year. We broke the little Beetle. And I drove a Volkswagen Keurig with a V10 diesel.
Yeah, the big motor.
Oh, that thing was incredible. The Volkswagen, what I liked about it is as you went faster, the mirrors actually folded in, and the thing sunk to the ground. It sunk the suspension down on its own.
Wow, so kind of adjustable aerodynamics there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Volkswagen's got an incredible product, and you know, all of the major manufacturers make diesels in Europe. I wish they would bring them over here. We're putting a lot of these Duramax powered engines in muscle cars nowadays because you can, a stock one will get 500 to 600 horsepower stock and get 35 to 40 miles per gallon in, you know, your typical 70s. Just imagine a 71 SS Chevelle.
Yeah.
Or a Cadillac with fins on it and everything else and getting 35 to 40 miles per gallon and having 500 horsepower and 800 foot-pounds of torque, relatively easy.
That's what you call a win-win. There's no question about that, Greg.
Oh, it's incredible. I've enjoyed doing it. To me, it's a bully pulpit to get on and talk about America's energy needs. I'm going to have a little girl driving for me part of the time this year. She's kind of running through my race program, Rebecca Mercadale. She's under BeccaRacing.com. And she's number two in the world 2 years ago in junior dragsters, and her father are helping me on my race team. And it's an autism. Her car is an autism awareness car, and she's been doing this. Her little brother's autistic, and she does a lot of charity work with the autism awareness programs. And so we're going to go ahead and license her up in my top dragster, and we'll have actually two different bodies for the car when I drive it or when she drives it. And she's also going to be driving the Syndiesel Beetle down at the Texas Mile the end of March. It's the 25th through the 27th in Goliad, Texas. And I encourage anybody in that area to come down and see this. This race is a race where nobody's competing against each other. They're competing against the clock. And it's really good to see the camaraderie, the people that help each other, loan you just about anything they've got, help you come over I've seen a lot of people thrash with 10 other people thrashing beside them from different competing teams. And like I said, there's no competition, but a lot of these people, like the Mustang clubs down there, I think every GT Ford in the country was there. A lot of interesting cars to see down there. And it's just neat. They just run down the track. The track, and it's kind of a neat deal.
Absolutely. What a cool event. And is it held just once a year or more than once?
It's held three times. You can go to the Texas Mile. I don't know if it's TexasMile.com, but you can Google Texas Mile and it comes up. That's a wonderful thing about Google, isn't it? And I wonder if I got a plug-in for Google, they'd sponsor me.
Yeah, well, you can give it a shot. It doesn't do any harm. You want to plug any of your other sponsors, go right ahead, be my guest.
No, right now we're reforming. I've got Industrial Injection out of Salt Lake City, which they do all of my turbos. They're BorgWarner dealer in my injection systems. And the neat thing about them is they were in diesel before diesel was a cool thing. They've been in it 40 years. The Williams, Brady and his son, Brett, Shane, and Cody, they've got a large thing in Salt Lake City where they rebuild turbochargers and they make race turbochargers, and industrialinjection.com. And then Send Diesel. And Send Diesel has a lot of the pictures. And, of course, my Facebook thing on the Project X Diesel.
All right. Excellent. Well, Greg, we're going to get you back on real soon. And
I sure like to see you. I'll talk to you after this next race.
All right. Sounds great. He's Greg Hogue, fireman, racer, cool guy. I'm Bob Long, and thanks for listening to Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.